That was a request from Michael Lindsay, the Weaver's answer there from Family. And also, I'd like to dedicate that to Spangles as well, who's been a companion since the days of Radio Caroline. And Spangles, although he's renowned to be a soul music fanatic secretly, I think Spangles likes the Family as well. And that was called the Weaver's answer. And I'd like to say thanks to Spangles and to Michael for being such good companions. Next, and by no means least last, Alan West, who's been with me ever since the station started. And Alan has become a good friend of mine, and I shall be very sorry to leave because I shall miss everybody, but in particular I think I'll miss Alan a bit more than anybody else, because we've worked together the most over the last 7 months, and we've had one or two good laughs, and whenever I tell a story about Radio North Sea to anybody, I always seem to mention Alan in it, because he's a very funny person. And Alan, by the way, will undoubtedly take over the morning show now that I'm going. So to Alan, best wishes, and I think you'll turn out to be something really good. Here's a record from the Beatles called I'll Follow the Sun.
One day you look to see a gun, or tomorrow may rain, so I'll follow the sun. Someday you'll know I was the one, but tomorrow may rain, so I'll follow the sun. And now the time has come, and so my love I must go. And though I lose a friend, in the end you will know. Oh, one day you'll find that I have gone, but tomorrow may rain, so I'll follow the sun. If tomorrow may rain, so I'll follow the sun. And now the time has come, and so my love I must go. And though I lose a friend, in the end you will know. But tomorrow may rain, so I'll follow the sun.
Those are the Beatles there, and a track off the LP Beatles for Sale. And that was a special request from my old companion, Alan West, and that was called I'll Follow the Sun. And at 17 minutes to 5 o'clock, we're getting close to 5 o'clock, when I say goodbye for the last time. I'd like to dedicate some records to you, the listeners, now, have been so good to me. I was really highly delighted and at the same time chuffed when I was voted number 16 disc jockey in the Record Mirror pop poll not so long ago. So to everybody who voted for me, may I say thank you, and play your record by Barclay James Harvest called Mother Dear.
Of a vision in white, the prettiest girl that I have ever seen. Lately, my love, said the lady in white, I have watched from afar, but love draws me near. Now take my hand, hold tight, mother dear. This could mean, mother dear. Was it just another dream? In the night, mother dear, on that same solemn night, saw a figure in black by the lady in white. He said his name was dead, was he right? What a night this has been. It's so cold by your side. Well, don't cry, can't you see? Won't you listen to me, please, mother dear? Do you know what this could mean, mother dear? Was it just another dream?
That's Barclay James Harvest, sir, and that's a track called Mother Dear. And in the near future, I'm hoping that Barclay James Harvest will emerge as a very popular band, because they're a very good band, and I think they deserve recognition. And I've tried to promote them since during my stay of 7 months here on the Mebo, and let's hope you do too. Barclay James Harvest and Mother Dear. And it would be unfair, I think, for me to leave without saying goodbye to the captain and the crew of the Mebo, both captains, that is, and both crews, and also to the engineers as well, Claude, our chief engineer, Bruno, Kurt, and Peter. And probably you're not familiar with the name Peter, but we call him Chicago, and I'm sure he's been heard by millions of you when we say Chicago. Thank you to all the engineers for being so nice. We've had lots of good times together, and here's a record for you from Dionne Warwick. Not a home, a special request for all of the technical department at Radio North Sea International, who have been nice to me, and we've had some nice times together. And I hope, although I'm leaving the station, we will meet again sometime, and again we'll be able to have some good laughs. Finally, in requests, I'd like to say a special hello to Eva in the office in Zurich, also to Larry Tremaine, our program director, and also to Mr. Meister and Mr. Bollier, who started this venture, and I hope that sometime in the future things will really happen big for them. And I do hope sincerely that Radio North Sea is here to stay. So I wish it all the best in the future, and a record for all the aforementioned from bread. There, and that's called Make It With You, and that's just about it. I've got to say goodbye now to make way to whoever's coming along. Possibly Alan is going to take over through till 6 o'clock, I don't know. But from me, Andy Archer, may I thank you once more for all your kindness, and thanks once more for bearing with me through the last 7 months. I've really enjoyed you, and I hope that sometime we'll be able to meet again.
If I chose the one I'd like to help me through.
So to everybody who's listened to me for the last 7 months, may I say God bless, take care, thank you for your support, and above all, I think, although I'm leaving, please do stay tuned to this radio station because there's a lot of talent on it. Thanks go to Alan once more, to Carl, Mark, Spangles, Michael, David and Stephen for being good companions, and I hope that is not the last I see of any of them, and that someday soon we'll all meet again and have a good time as we've had before. The last record from me is going to be one by the Nice. It's called Corelia. So for me, goodbye and God bless. Goodbye. Radio North Sea International. It's now 3 minutes after 5 o'clock, and a look at the latest news. Britain's Concorde was airborne for the second time today. It flew down the west coast of England, and it took off from Fairford in Gloucestershire at about 11:30 this morning. It flew over the North Sea, across the north of Scotland, and then made a supersonic run down the west coast of Scotland and over the Irish Sea. At the Belfast shipyard of Howland and Wolff, security precautions have been taken for the visit of Mr. Aristotle Onassis and his wife Jackie. Mr. Onassis has the largest shareholding in the company. British police investigating the death of Major Victor G, whose body was found in Scrubland on Salisbury Plain last night, say that now they have ruled out foul play. A post-mortem was carried out and an inquest is expected next week. The body was found not far from where Major G was last seen 10 days ago. That's it from the news. Andy Archer reporting.
Na deze laatste show van Andy Archer kunt u geluisteren naar het afscheid dat de discjockeys Carl Mitchell, Mark Wesley, Michael Lindsay en Alan West namen van deze grote discjockey.